just like to thank the Reverend McMillan for giving me the opportunity to be able to do this tonight. And I hope that you can all hear me and that I'm going to be clear and all. A lot of people would start their testimony with their gratitude for having a Saviour. And I'm no different in that I would like to start my testimony with a verse from Hosea chapter 14 and verse 4. And it reads, I will heal the backsliding, I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I am grateful that the Lord restores the backslider, as I was one of them. The Reverend McMillan always says that sermons can be given a title, and the title of my testimony would be, God Answers Prayer. Most of you know me from the church, but I'm a bit of a blow-in. I was born in Armagh and I've lived in the city all my life. I have one younger sister called Lynn, and we were brought up in Lonsdale Street, where I lived until I got married. My mum and dad sent us to the Mall Presbyterian Church, where we went to Sunday school and to church. And I always enjoyed Sunday school and the Bible stories and even learning the catechisms. And through one or two faithful teachers in that church, I was aware that I was born in sin and that I needed to trust in the Lord if I wanted to go to heaven. It was at a missionary service in the mid-70s that I first felt the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart. I cannot remember what the minister spoke about that night, but I know that I was a sinner and needed the Lord to come into my life and change me from the inside out. When an invitation was issued, myself and three of my friends went forward and spoke to the minister, who led us to the Lord. For the first few of my teenage years, I went on well with the Lord, going to church and to the Salt Cellar Youth Club. However, I gradually fell away from the things that would have kept me close to the Lord. I started going to discos when I was in the secondary school, and it was there that I first met Adrian. We went out for a few months, and then he fell out with me. But about a year after that, we got back together again. And me being a little bit vindictive, I thought it would be a good idea to fall out with him. But when I done that, I thought, well, that's it. Adrian and I'll never be back together again. But I had a wee picture in my bedroom that I had got from Sunday school. And on it are some words from Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, which say, with God, all things are possible. I started to pray most nights that we would get back together and again. And well, God did answer prayer. Ladies, a little word of caution. Be careful what you pray for. Adrian and I married in April 1983 in the Mall Presbyterian Church. After 11 years of marriage, I found I was expecting our first child. We were thrilled and then sick with worry, as early on I thought I was going to miscarry. I don't think I've ever prayed harder in those few weeks, but the Lord answered prayer, and Hannah was born on the 11th of July, followed 11 months later by Sarah. And if I believed in lucky numbers, then definitely 11 would have to be it. We were blessed with our two girls, and we went to Market Hill, a Free Presbyterian Church, for a wee while, where both girls were dedicated. As the girls got to Sunday school age, we thought it would be easier just to come to Armagh. And the girls both went to Sunday school and to Bridehour and to whatever wee meetings were on. Adrian and I would have gone to church occasionally, and as the girls got older, they went to the Bible clubs, both in our own church and the Mall Presbyterian and in the Elam. And it was in the Elam that Sarah got saved when she was about 8. Some years passed with us attending church as a family, but nothing more than routine. In March 2010, Adrian took me away for a few nights for my birthday. We went to stay in the Ramada in Portrush. On the Saturday morning, I woke up from my sleep with tears running down my face. I had dreamt that Sarah and I were in a car, which I was driving, and we were heading for a collision. I cried out, please God, save me and let me be in heaven with Sarah. It's only with hindsight that I now realise that the Lord was bringing me under conviction. Around April 2010, one of the ladies that I worked with in the Royal School came in one morning, Monday morning, to tell me that she had got saved over the weekend. I was delighted for her, and as we talked about Bible-related things, I started to think about my own backslidden state. On the morning of June the 13th, the morning service was being taken by the Reverend Austin Allen. That Sunday was to be communion after the service, and the Reverend Allen spoke that morning about the Lord's sacrifice for us and why we needed to come to the table to remember. As we came to the end of the service, he asked those who had to leave before communion to think about their lives and how it would be if they went out into the eternity now. For the rest of that day, I thought about these things in relation to myself. When I was at work the next day and I saw Marcel, I just burst into tears. And I said to her, I was under conviction. She said to me, take your time, think things over. But as we went around the house cleaning, I was still thinking of my backsliding. And as we were in one of the shower rooms cleaning, I just broke. All I could think of was the verse in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. My spirit shall not always strive with man. What if this was my last chance? What if I was to die? Would I go to heaven or to hell? It was then that I asked the Lord to take me back and to let me walk with him again. I went and told Marcel what I had done, and later on that morning told Martina in the office. However, I knew I had to tell Adrian, and I wasn't sure how he would react. As it turns out, he was fine, and he went to the Faith Mission and bought me a wee bookmark, which he put the date on for me. But as I've moved on in my Christian life, many things have changed. And the 5th and 6th verse of Proverbs chapter 3 describes my salvation in a nutshell. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Reverend Macmillan has said that we should look for Jesus in the Old Testament as well as in the New. And my eureka moment came when reading Psalm 22 and realizing that verses referred to the Lord's crucifixion in the New Testament. And after speaking with Joy Gillespie one day about reading the Bible and how certain things could stand out to you that you may not have seen before, there are five little words at the end of Mark chapter 5 and verse 36, which say, be not afraid, only believe. And these wee words stood out to me very clearly one day. I feel privileged to have been welcomed into this church. I'm now helping in the Bright Hour and learning from lessons and memory verses that we teach the children. And most of all, I'm grateful that I know I have a home in heaven. With hindsight, I can see that even when I had stepped away from God, that he had never given up on me. When I was in real need and prayed to him, he answered me. If anyone is here tonight and hears the voice of the Lord, please say yes. Don't leave it too late. Amen.